Governor Chris Sununu will release his proposed state budget this week. Advocates for early childhood education hope to see more money set aside for access and training. If those funds do arrive, that would certainly please at least one person, someone who happens to be married to the governor. NHPR's Todd Bookman reports now on New Hampshire's First Lady Valerie Sununu and her quiet emergence as an advocate within the administration.
Valerie Sununu has kept a relatively low profile during her husband's time in office. She rarely speaks to the press or promotes any appearances. Most of what the public gets of the First Lady comes from the governor's speeches, where he constantly praises her.
It goes without saying, the one who really makes this all happen, my amazing wife, Valerie.
Despite this warm attention, Valerie Sununu has remained a bit in the shadows, which is evidently where she likes it.
Valerie does not like taking center stage.
This is Ellen Scarponi. Scarponi is chair of the board of New Hampshire Humanities, a nonprofit. Valerie Sununu also serves on the board.
She's a very quiet person, and I don't believe she was comfortable in that first year of their term being out there. But now she really is embracing that she can be herself.
True to form, Valerie Sununu has quietly been holding informal gatherings at the governor's mansion, the Bridges House. No press, no politics, just advocates and experts talking about issues ranging from early childhood education to domestic violence. Governor Sununu talked about these previously unknown meetings during his inaugural address.
Valerie has done this amazing thing where building bridges with the bridges, I think is what she calls it, where she brings in groups, I think is a great name. You know, we bring in groups, nonprofits, organizations, individuals, right? And we use the Bridges House as kind of a gathering place to share ideas, to hear.
According to people who've attended, the First Lady plays the role of host, but she's also eager to dive into policy and talk solutions. In recent months, Valerie Sununu has talked more publicly about her personal connection to education and child well-being. That includes giving a speech last month to the New Hampshire College and University Council, where she spoke about her childhood in Massachusetts.
When I was little, I don't know how much your experiences led you to watch what was going on in Chelsea in the 80s when I was a little girl, but I'll give you a quick background. It was like a war zone. I actually saw SWAT teams come in and out of buildings in my street where I went to school. There were animals running around on the street everywhere, dogs, chickens. And obviously cats. Like, it was kind of like a third world country.
Unlike her future husband, who grew up in a prominent family with deep political connections, she had a different upbringing, one that clearly made a deep impression. School for her was a kind of refuge.
I got an amazing education, and it's because as soon as the door closed in my classroom, my teacher took care of me and the other students there, and it became the safest place on earth.
In high school, she made Honor Society, edited the yearbook, and joined the Prejudice Awareness Club. You know the type of classmate that eventually organizes the high school reunion? That was Valerie, class of 94. She then went on to Simmons College in Boston.
So fast forward, I meet Chris in college. I didn't know what a Sununu was. So I was going on a date with him, and there were a lot of Chris's in his grade, so everybody went by their last name like boys do, you know, like Sununu, Jones, whatever. So I was telling my friend, and I'm like, oh, I think I'm going to hang out with this kid, Sununu. She's like, Sununu, do you know Sununu? And I was like, no, it's just Sununu. It's just Chris.
Just Chris. After graduating college, the First Lady got a job teaching in Chelsea, the same school district she thrived in. She then taught special ed in California, outside of San Francisco. The Sununus eventually moved back to the East Coast, where she continued to work in education while they raised a family in Newfields. Then
he runs for governor, and he won. And I was like, oh gosh, okay, what does this mean for me? Well, that fire I had inside, that to blaze this path for my kids in my classroom, and that vision I have for that safe space, started to burn inside me again.
Those meetings at the Bridges House are the result of that desire to stay involved. Along with education, Valerie Sununu has also become an ambassador for Best Buddies, a nonprofit that advocates for people with disabilities. First spouses, of course, do this kind of thing. They team up with charities, they cut ribbons. They're positive reinforcement for their political partners. But Sarah Dennehy, Best Buddies state director, believes that with Sununu, it's not just for show.
It's true. Not always is it authentic. With Valerie Sununu, what you see is what you get. It is real. It is heartfelt. It's a blessing to us, and it's wonderful to watch.
Followers of the First Lady on Instagram have also gotten to watch her in action. Valerie Sununu puts out an entertaining social media feed with candid shots of family life and a dose of throwback photos of the governor. While all that's public, in private, it's an open question how much the First Lady may try to influence her husband on matters of policy. His inaugural fundraising committee has made modest contributions to charities the First Lady is active with. And Governor Sununu did approve money in the current state budget for child care and pre-K programs. He also signed a statewide kindergarten funding plan into law. Jackie Cowell is the executive director of a nonprofit called Early Learning New Hampshire. She tells a story about hearing the governor speak about why those investments are important and who he gives the credit to for his awareness on the issue.
He said, you know, I'm here telling you what I believe in, but here's why I believe in it. And he talked about his wife and her experience and her background in early childhood education, sure.
In education and advocating for people with disabilities, Valerie Sununu may be pushing her husband, or it's possible he's simply following her lead. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.